Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Scott Berger, talking about the boys' hoops. The Blue Jays having a great year, 15-3 on the season and 10-2 in the league. Actually, still have a chance to claim part of a league title as they will be at Royal Valley this Friday night. But let's talk about your last couple wins, Coach, beating Jeff West on the road and 63-31 that game last Friday night. And a game in which you were able to lead really through most of the contest. Seemed like you certainly shot the basketball pretty well, 63 points, and had a lot of contributors. Got a lot of guys in that night, huh?
It was a good night. We set a goal to limit them to 30 points or less, and it was 31, so we did well there. And then our goal also was to shoot above 60% from the field. We thought if we really worked the ball, that we would, and we ended up shooting 65% from the field, and so that can be attributed to our kids working the ball and getting touches inside, and it makes the game easier on the offensive end if you go in first, and so I was real proud of them for that. And then we got a lot of kids. We had some kids that not going to play a lot this year, and they got to play the whole last quarter plus part of the third quarter, so that was fun too, to get to see them to play and how hard they played. So it was just a good game for us.
Another good game last night. You beat Perry LeCompton at home, 54-50. The final score, a 20-16 fourth quarters. I believe that game was tied there going into the final frame, and really pretty tight throughout the contest. But I see your team, made a few free throws and had three guys in double digits. So it must have been a pretty good night. Certainly a good win against Perry.
It was. They jumped on us early and got us down by 7 in the first quarter. And, we fought foul trouble with our big man, hardly getting to play at all last night. And so, and then they threw a zone defense the whole game, and nobody's done that all year. And so, we had to make some adjustments because of all those things. And then the fourth quarter, we opened it up to 10-point lead and with like 2 minutes left, and then they made a charge back and got it to actually within 3 with like 15 seconds left. And so we had to make some free throws then. But so it was a game where a lot of things happened and a lot of adjustments were made. And I felt like our kids, once again, they just keep playing hard, and we keep winning the rebound, the rebound battles and making shots when we need to. So it's just been a fun year and a good group of kids.
18 points for Garber to lead the way. Two games left, mentioned at Royal Valley this Friday, and then Hiawatha. It's one game at a time, but a lot to play for, including the potential of a league title. But as we know, Royal Valley, very, very, very good. Is this one that you feel like your boys are going to be excited about, the challenge, and going down there maybe without a lot of pressure, but some excitement to really make a statement here heading into the postseason?
I know they're excited, and we know Royal Valley is really good. I mean, most of those guys, I think 3 of them started their freshman year, and they've been playing varsity ball all these years, and they're big and they're strong and they're talented. But we also know that in basketball, anything can happen, and Holton proved that last week. You just got to make some shots and hopefully hit them on a night where maybe they're not at their best. So we're excited. It'll be a measuring stick for us, and see where we're at, and heading into sub-state is Royal Valley being our sub-state, and so will Nemaha and several other good teams. So it'll be a good challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
So are we. We'll be down there broadcasting the game live on KNZA this Friday, Sabetha at Royal Valley. Best of luck finishing out the regular season, Coach. We'll look ahead to sub-state next week.
Hey, thank you, Justin.
Coach Scott Berger of the Blue Jays. About the locker room chats presented by Sailor Insurance Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and by C&K Service in Sabetha.